Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you again for joining us with our Latham High Tech Fielding Your Questions. Today, again, we're going to ask the agronomist, and Mark Grunmeier is back here again this week. Thanks for tuning back in, Mark.
Yeah, good afternoon, Liz. It's great to be here.
Well, last week, the farmers enjoyed the nice sunshine and warm weather, and many finished planting the corn, and even some soybeans have been put into the ground. The optimal planting date for soybeans in the northern third of our state is the first week of May. We've already passed that. What advice do you have for our farmers who are getting anxious to get their seeds in the ground?
Well, Liz, you know, regardless of the planting date, one very, very important key to high soybean yields is the seed bed conditions. We're still really very well within that window for optimal planting date, and that's why I believe seed planted into warmer temperatures will actually emerge quicker than those that got planted into cold, wet soils. And I also believe that the soybeans planted now will have fewer problems with pathogens that curtail the emergence and delay seedling growth. It's just better to wait.
Well, Mark, what kind of advice do you have for our farmers who are expecting great returns, but they didn't treat their soybeans?
Well, seed treatment certainly can help protect soybean seed while it's laying in those cold, wet soils. However, we all know that seed treatment isn't bulletproof. There's no such thing as a magic bullet there. We view seed treatment as an insurance policy that helps protect your seed investment, you know, from unusual circumstances. After all, it takes less than a bushel of soybeans to pay for the cost of the treatment. Because Latham adds a proprietary blend of polymers and seed coatings, our customers say that they waste less seed and see more even stands, and those things result in better yield potential and ultimately an increased return on investment.
Well, as you mentioned, how relatively inexpensive the seed treatment is, yet farmers are avoiding treating their soybeans if the spring planting conditions are more favorable. What do you have to say to those farmers?
Well, I would say first thing, you know, we can never tell what kind of conditions will be present not only at emergence but also after emergence. I've seen farmers plant into ideal seed beds, ideal weather, only to have that weather turn cold, turn wet once those soybeans have emerged. And it's important for them to understand that seed treatments will protect those seedlings until they have a fairly well-established root system. So it's not just before emergence, it's after emergence as well that they get protection.
Well, and of course, like anything else, I imagine that seed treatments have improved over time. Mark, can you look into your magic globe, and is there anything that's coming down the pipe of interest to our farmers here in Northeast Iowa regarding that?
Yeah, I certainly think there is. Part of our Latham research involves testing new products, including different seed treatments that might positively impact performance. Seed treatments are really an integral part of our product lineup, so our 2016 proprietary superstrip trials will include testing a product called iLevo on some soybean varieties.
iLevo, that's kind of a new term. Can you explain a little bit more?
Yeah, iLevo seed treatment is from Bayer Crop Science. It's received quite a bit of positive press for its effectiveness against sudden death syndrome, or SDS. And in recent years, fields stricken with SDS disease have lost so much yield that many researchers are calling it now the number two pest that affects U.S. soybeans. So it's second only to soybean cyst nematode. But interestingly enough, Liz, some of Bayer's studies have also shown that iLevo might have some effect on SCN as well as SDS. So you can be sure that we're going to be testing this, and we'll let you and we'll let all of your listeners and all the customers that we have at Latham's know if there's some correlation that shows up in our tests as well.
We'll be looking forward to those results. Now, you mentioned the Superstrip trials as well. What's that about, Mark?
Well, our Superstrip trials are essentially a group of similar maturing soybean lines, and we do it in corn as well, but it's a similar group of soybeans as far as maturity is concerned that we plant across all the maturities that we market in. And so these Superstrip trials get planted in North and South Dakota. They get planted in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, and also Illinois. And essentially, it helps us by seeing not only, you know, like on seed treatments, like what we're talking about, whether products like Alevo are going to be, you know, worth anything in those different regions, but it also gives us an opportunity to test the genetics on a regional basis as well. So it's just another portion of our Latham research that we do that's probably a little bit different than other companies.
Well, Mark, you've obviously given us even more information to think about the next few days while we're thinking about what we're going to plant, where we're going to plant, and like you mentioned last week, sticking to that plan. But of course, if any of our farmers out there have questions about their plan or a question about their seed, they can get a hold of you, and you'd help them out with those questions. How would they best get in touch with you?
Well, probably the best way, Liz, is to call our phone number. That's 1-877-GO-LATHAM. They can also get in touch with me by accessing our website, going into that portion there where it says contacts on that. They can submit questions through email. Our blog is thefieldposition.com. So multiple ways of getting in touch with me, and don't be afraid to use anyone which might be the best one for that particular person.
Well, Mark, we'll look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday. We do this each and every Wednesday afternoon. It's Ask the Agronomist, as Mark will be fielding your questions for 2016 going forward. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Great, Liz. I'm looking forward to it.